Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is one of the rising stars in basketball media. He's a member of our team at Radio.com. Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins played against Kobe Bryant in both the 2008 and 2010 NBA Finals. Kind enough to join us on the McNeil and Parkins show here in Chicago by way of the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Perk, thank you so much for the time. I know it's a difficult day. We appreciate you.
Hey, fellas. Hey, how y'all doing, man? Thanks for having me on today.
No, we appreciate you, and thank you for coming on. When you think of Kobe Bryant's legacy, what's the first thing that you'll remember?
Adversity. He's the king of adversity. Kobe Bryant is the king at making bad and horrible situations into good and great situations. And when I say that, I've never seen a guy in sports, almost a guy period in life, who has the mental toughness of Kobe Bryant.
When you say that, like, give us a little bit more. Like, when did you first realize that he had that characteristic and those qualities?
Well, you know, first, you look at Kobe. He's apples and oranges ahead of everybody in the game when it comes down to mental toughness. And why I say that is because you take his situation, right? The situation where he was dealing, you know, where he almost lost everything because of a situation that he got himself into dealing with, you know, that legal thing in Colorado. And you watch it, you know, Kobe was facing, you know, possibly jail time that could have ended everything that he had going. He was going from Colorado, dealing with that very trying, hard time, to going there, to meeting his team wherever, to playing a game and dropping 40 pieces on people and flying back to Colorado the next day to deal with that same situation. And when you just think about that, right, you just think about that in anything, for as I don't care if you're a basketball player, football player, a lawyer, doctor, a sports analyst, a person that work at McDonald's or a corner store, if you're dealing with something like that, there's you don't know what's about to happen with your life, and you're able to come to work and succeed at the highest level and put that aside, your mental toughness is at a whole nother level. Because I know if it was me, no way I would have been able to play basketball. There's no way in hell I would have been able to play basketball. I would have been from the courtroom to my hotel room, worried, not sleeping, doing none of that. And for Kobe to overcome that situation, I think right there, that situation right there puts a stamp that he was ahead of the game. He was apples and oranges as far as mental toughness above everyone.
It's interesting because obviously he brought that situation on himself, and that's one of the things today that you contextualize and you say, you know, that is something that has to be mentioned as a negative with Kobe Bryant, but it showed you the side of mental toughness for him. When you competed against him on the floor, how was he different than most opponents?
Well, he was different because he was scared. He was unpredictable. He was scary to go against. You didn't know, you know, what to expect out of Kobe. You only could hope that he would miss shots. When a guy's that vicious and has that much venom in his veins, he's unpredictable. That's why his name is the Mamba. You know, for example, in the finals when we faced him when I was with the Celtics, you know, we came to the conclusion that, you know what, hey, we're not going to stop Kobe Bryant. The only person that stops Kobe Bryant is Kobe Bryant, and you got to just hope that he's missing shots. So what we're going to do is we're going to take away every other person and take them out the game, and Kobe is just probably going to get his, but we got to find a way to win the game. That's how deadly he was. And, you know, when you look at a guy like Kobe, like, he was the most dangerous guy that that we've ever faced. Like, it was you was nervous coming into the game. You're like, man, all right, we ready, but man, this dude is capable of doing some miraculous, some crazy stuff out here on the court. So we can't hang our head, man, when he's making a run. And, you know, just it he was scary. He was dangerous. And that's what I remember about Kobe. I just remember 2010 in the finals, he had 18 rebounds. He only shot 6 for 24 from the field, but he had 18 rebounds. I think 11 of them was offensive. And it's just like, you can't teach that type of will. He willed that game. When I was looking from the sideline with a torn ACL, and I'm watching everybody who's on the court dead tired. It's game 7. We didn't went all the way to it's no more after this. This is the last game of the season, period, no matter how you want to look at it. And I'm watching every player from my brother Kevin Garnett to Gasol to Paul Pierce to Artest, and all these guys are breathing hard, sweat dripping. These guys, they leaving it all out on the court. And Kobe just had that extra level. He just took it above and beyond that he wasn't losing that game. And when you see that, it's like, wow, wow.
Perk, take it outside of the NBA. Any sport, team sport, individual sport, of guys who are contemporaries of yours and of Kobe's, who would you put him, if you would put anybody in his same class in terms of that will to win? I love that description.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I think, you know, when you talk about the will to win, I mean, obviously, you want to say Jordan, but if you go outside of that, then, maybe you're looking at, I don't even know if I could compare Tom Brady to Kobe for his will to win, because individually Tom Brady had help, you know, like obviously he was great, but you know, he had, you know, they made his other players made spectacular plays for the Patriots to win Super Bowl. So that's why I say Kobe is really in a league of his own, and it's apples and oranges when you try to compare that killer mentality, try to compare any player to Kobe, killer instinct in his mentality. Like, I think that's what separated him, period. Not only on the court, but in life in general.
We're talking to Kendrick Perkins, radio.com sports NBA insider. I thought it was interesting yesterday, Perk, on Twitter, you said something out trying to like squash this recent beef that you've had with Kevin Durant. Why did the news of Kobe Bryant's death move you to try to do that? And have you and KD talked?
Well, the thing is that, you know, when I found out what happened with Kobe, first thing I thought to myself, not Kobe. Kobe is the king of getting out of situations and fighting through it. He would have found a way to land this helicopter or got out of this helicopter before it crashed. And when you found out, like, Kobe died at 41, like the great Kobe Bryant, it puts you in a perspective that the tomorrow is not promised to no one. We already knew this, but when God works in mysterious ways and actually put it in your face, it makes you realize, like, hey, man, the loved ones, the people that you love, you know, like, for example, me and KD, the million great times that we had together, I can't let that just go. Can't let those memories or our brotherhood go because of this one incident. And, you know, that's how I felt. And the reason I went publicly about it is because the Twitter beef that we had was public. So I felt like I needed to do my part and tweet out and say that and tell them publicly that I was sorry, make sure I did my part. And I felt this way, like this came from my soul. And I also wanted to put it out there just to let other people know, not even in the sports world, just people in general, that if you got little beefs or something with family members and or friends and stuff that you beefing or not talking with, hey, man, let it go. It's not worth it because you just never know. The next 60 seconds is not promised to anybody. So if you love someone, you got to let them know at that moment. And I wanted to let Kevin Durant know personally, and I wanted to let him know publicly that I was sorry because I wanted to take that stance and just, hey, I'm going to do my part in this situation. I want this problem to be solved.
Perk, I mean, when you talk about you thought that, you know, Kobe would land the helicopter, it sounds like you thought that this guy was like a real-life superhero, like that was his image in your mind.
Yes, I do. I do. Everything he touches gold. And I'm so disappointed because me watching Kobe after retirement, I knew he had so much more to offer. And I think the Kobe after basketball was going to be even greater than the Kobe playing basketball. And you could see it coming. He changed. He did a complete 360 from being an ultimate competitor to almost being like a heel of the world type Michael Jackson type figure where he started embracing the younger players. He started embracing younger athletes. He started showing the world how to be a husband and a father to kids. And, I mean, he was actually – he wasn't just talking. He was leading. He was setting the right example. And I'm in a way, I'm selfish and disappointed that he's gone because I wanted to see the rest of what Kobe was about to bring to the table because I know it was gonna be great.
The Lakers are home tomorrow night. We talked a little while ago, Perk, about the NBA's All-Star Game being here in Chicago in less than 3 weeks. I don't know if you've thought about this, but what would be the appropriate way for the Lakers, for the league to celebrate Kobe Bryant's legacy?
Well, first, you know, I know the Buss family is going to do everything the right way tomorrow for us with the Lakers game. But when you talk about how to, you know, appreciate and you know, give Kobe his proper due, I think, you know, and I tweeted this, I think that they need to name this NBA All-Star Kobe's Bryant All-Star Weekend. I think that sets the tone. That's just the starting point. I think that the whole weekend, the All-Star game, everything needs to be named Kobe's Bryant All-Star Weekend. I think that's just a start of what else the NBA could do. And I think, you know, we got to all come together collectively and make sure that we make his legacy, you know, we put forth the effort to praise him, man, in any way, form, and fashion that we can. So I think that would just be a starting point, but that's minor to what I think he really deserves. We need to name certain things. We maybe need to even change the logo. Kobe had an effect on everyone's life, from the great Michael Jordan to LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett, Giannis, Kawhi, Doc Rivers, to Greg Popovich. I mean, he touched everyone, even the people who hated him, he touched them. And that's the thing, man. So we got to make sure we find ways to, you know, celebrate this man and his homecoming to the Lord. So we got to make sure we go about it the right way.
Perk, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.